Once upon a time, or maybe twice, there was an unearthly paradise called Neverland.
However, I never make any judgments. I make probes. I poke away here and there and see what I can find. As I say, my own values are literary. My own values are entirely on the side of civilization.
What do you say?
On the other hand, I don't live in that kind of a world, and so I do probe the world I live in, and it happens to be an auditory echo land. And it's full of gippies and hippies and people who crawled out from under things, like Kafka's bug in Metamorphosis. One of the amazing echoes or resonances in the word Beatles is Kafka's famous story, The Metamorphosis, the man who woke up in the morning and discovered he was a cockroach and tried to establish communication with his family in this unfortunate condition. Our TV generation are very much like that. They are Beatles. They have crawled out from under the rug and discovered they have no means of communicating with their parents. Any of you who've seen the Yellow Submarine will know that Tiny Tim is a great, big, grown-up, mature human being compared to the world of the Yellow Submarine. The Yellow Submarine is about 4 years old. And I saw it the other night with an audience full of pot-smoking, big, long-haired guys who were accepting it as the real world, full of cops and other horrible monsters. Apropos crime, I see something coming up here. Affluence creates poverty. Literally. That's why poverty is ineradicable. Crime is an attempt to establish identity, and it's only people without identities who engage in it. The nobodies. And today, the nobodies are the upper middle class of the suburbs. The new Marxian lumpen proletariat are the rich. In our world today, the activist, destructive, goalless, non-identity people are the rich. Go see The Graduate, see if. It's the Etonian boys who blow up the establishment. Not the Beatles. The poor still have identities and still have goals. They still think we're running a pretty good show. But the rich have had it. They know that there are no goals left for them. And so they destroy. Violence is a quest for identity. Crime is a quest for identity. Anybody who has lost his identity will take the crime. And it isn't to make money. It's to find out, who am I? Remember the kid in the long loneliness of the long distance runner? He was housed in jail. How did he get here? He said, I couldn't run fast enough. They caught me. But in our strange world, the affluent are the activists, destroyers, because they've lost their identity. All the rich countries of the world, including England and most of the European countries, are in the same position of having lost their identity. Canada is the luckiest country, it's a utopia, it's the luckiest country in the world, never had an identity. We're the only people in the world who know how to live without an identity. We're nobodies. That is, you can be a French Canadian, you can be an English Canadian, but you cannot be a Canadian, and we do not have a flag. Now, in order to become Canadians, we would have to murder a few million of ourselves and have a nice bloodbath and then unify. That is how identity is achieved, by violence. My time is way over, and I haven't even begun my talk. But Mr. Duffy told me he would hush me up as soon as need be. Should I shut up?